When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Welcome into the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. I'm really excited about today's show, folks. Here is the deal. I promised you yesterday we're going to bring on some old friends, and we're going to sit and have a nice chat tonight. My next guests have been, it seems like, all over the world in the last year since I caught up with them last summer right here at the Palmer House in Minnesota. And they've been having a fun time traveling the world, getting to see you guys, not only ghost hunting, but also doing their bit for the animals, which I'm excited to say that last year, it was right around this time, Tim Miley was online and he was saying, you know, maybe we should do an event outside of Michigan. We've been rather successful in Michigan. Maybe we should spread our wings and go further into the Midwest, or maybe, I don't know, maybe Illinois, maybe Minnesota. And I went, oh, Minnesota. And I went, and I jumped onto my little Google machine. And I said, Tim, if you do want to Minnesota, please, 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 can I be involved? Because I felt that strongly about it. I felt that passionately about it. And no sooner did I send it that I got a response. And he said, you stalker, get the F away from me. No, I'm kidding. He didn't say that. But he said, well, yeah, okay, let's talk. And sure enough, after four or five restraining orders, he let me in, which was great. I felt great about it. No, I'm kidding. But he was very receptive to it. And we went from there. And I was involved last year and had an amazing, wonderful time with Potographs for Pooches at the Palmer. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on or what went on in 2024 after I left them at the Palmer, and what's going on for 2025, because there's a lot of exciting stuff today, folks, that we're going to talk about. If you're not familiar with Potographs for Pooches, then shame on you. You didn't listen to the first program with Tim, so shame on you for that. And second, then you didn't come to the Palmer, so shame on you for that. So there's two shames. And then third, we'll just follow along here for a quick moment, and then we'll bring in Tim and his lovely wife, Lauren. Yes, there's an update. And then we will bring them in, and we'll have a little talk, and we'll let you know about the rest here. But first of all, Potographs for Pooches, what is it? Well, you have Tim, and you have his dog, Murray. Now, Murray's no longer with us, and we explained that in the last show. But Murray's legacy is a beautiful story about love, hope, and redemption. In early 2007, Tim had some severe depression. It caused him to attempt to take his own life. Now, Murray, Tim's loving rescue pup, saved him. It's a beautiful story. If you want to hear that whole story, there's Tim's story in the archive of this program. I tell you what, I'll even link to it in the description of this program. So you can just go click on it. You can hear that first part for yourself. Now, Tim's been investigating the paranormal since 2008 and has also appeared on Paranormal Witness. Through that platform, he was inspired to create Potographs for Pooches, which is this wonderful nonprofit raising money for local animal shelters and rescues in Murray's honor. Tim and Murray started Potographs, signed and potographed by the two of them in their wonderful Potographs by the two of them. Podographs has since expanded to hosting exclusive events and attending conferences where all ticket and merchandise sales are donated to area shelters and rescues. Now, to date, Podographs has raised $130,000 throughout the U.S. and into Canada. That's amazing, and is doing great work and continuing to do great work. The mission of Podographs is to spread love, hope, and inspiration with topics of self-love and mental health awareness at the forefront. Now, in the last program, when last we left you, Tim had met this wonderful woman, Lauren, and she had come into the fold, and she had been this wind beneath Tim's wings. And there's an update. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing in, from Podographs for Pooches, Tim and Lauren Miley. Now, there's an update. I'll let you give the update, kids. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. What's the update?
And the update is we got married.
Yeah, there you go. I give you the round of applause on the machine over here, but I don't know if you'd be able to hear it. So you got married.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a year, and
well, don't be so excited about it, Tim. I mean,
I am excited, but then you talk about Murray and all the, like, hearing back all the wonderful things that we've been able to accomplish with Podographs for Pooches and why it started and why we do the things we do. I can't help but get emotional. Mm-hmm. Even to this day, if I talk about Murray, I get teary eyed. Because he just meant that much to me. And, you know, we've talked about it many times, but we're pretty sure that he probably had a hand in this too. And he's probably pretty excited that we get to talk to you again.
I'm excited. I'm sure he brought you right back here. And I'm sure that he does have a paw or a hand, either way, in all of this. And that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, the great thing, and you can get weepy at this if you want, is that spirit continues to have a hand in things that are destined to be. You can take that quote, put it on a t-shirt, do whatever you want with it, but it's absolutely true. And things that are meant to be and things that are meant to stand always have that hand of spirit in it and continue to drive it. And it continues. It continues to flourish. So it must be meant to be, correct?
Agreed.
There you go.
Agreed.
There you go. So, yeah, I totally believe that. I totally believe that. So there was a marriage in there. You guys continued to do events, which is good. And I told you when you were on this program last, Tim, this thing's just going to keep going, isn't it? We're going to keep this thing going. We're going to keep it moving, right?
Well, when we talked last, you know, the thing we're not mentioning yet is that I was talking about giving this up and not doing Podographs for Pooches anymore. And that's when Lauren came into my life, and it wasn't very long after I met her, she finally looked at me and said, if I helped you with this and took some of the stress away, would you continue your dream? That's why we're still doing this.
Yeah.
I had come to terms with it. I didn't like the fact that I couldn't do this anymore, but physically and mentally, I couldn't do it alone. It was taking a toll because it's not easy, you know, putting together events. And I'll be the first one to tell you, we don't do perfect events, but the events that we do are from the heart and they're for a great purpose. So we hope that people look the other way and go, you know, there were a couple of hiccups during this event.
Let me stop you real quick, Tim. Nobody does perfect events. We did events here at Darkness Radio for, oh God, how long was that? That was probably 8-9 years, okay? We never once pulled off a perfect event, but everybody came out of there smiling. So you know behind the scenes, you see how the sausage is made, right? So you go, oh, Jesus, this went wrong. Oh, God, this was wrong. Oh, God, you know, and you see what you think is a calamity in progress, right? But at the front of the store, so to speak, at the front of the store, everyone's having a great time. At the front of the store, people are having experiences. At the front of the store, there's camaraderie. At the front of the store, there's a wonderful thing happening. But you're in the back making the sausage. And in the back, you're juggling plates and you're hoping to God that you can keep this thing together throughout the weekend. So what you're seeing and what other people are seeing are two different things. And you don't need to say, come on back and see how I'm making the sausage. Because they're having a great time up front. Let them have a great time up front. It's fine. Right? That's
so many things to say about sausage right now, but I'm not going
to. No, I know. I mean, there's a thousand double entendres there, right? But it's you know, I think it's a, from what I hear from people who have been on your events, they have a wonderful time. And it's the spirit of camaraderie, the fact that people come around because A, they want to support animals and animal shelters. B, they love the investigative part of it. And C, when they get there, they love the people they're surrounded by. And they have this wonderful time, and they feel closer, I think, than any other event that they do. Because in this paranormal field, let's face it, in this paranormal field, we get together and we have this mutual connection of, okay, we want to try and get some sort of evidence of something on the other side, one, or we're chasing the thrill, one or two, right? Two, we get around like-minded people. It's nice to make connections. So that's the second thing. But then three, what is there after that? Okay, so you judge each event kind of on, well, what else was there? Why we were there? What else was there to bring us together other than just, you know, was it the place that we investigated? Was it, you know, did we like that place? Was it, you know, was it the organizers? Was there something about the organizers I liked? Was it this? Was it that? Was it the other? There's multiple facets to your trip that people love or your events. And so I think, you know, I think you really... You found something here, and you found something that keeps people coming back. So I think that's really something special. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So with that now, let's talk a little bit about, I want to talk a little bit about the investigative side of things. And let me look at the clock here. We got probably about 10, 15 minutes to talk about some of the things that went on in 2024. And then on the second half of the program here, I want to talk about what's coming up in 2025, because you guys are kind of busy here in 2025. Speaking of that, getting successful and even more successful. In 2024, now I want to talk a little bit about the Palmer House event, which was a fun event. Which, you know, I got to give you kudos to this. You got Richard Estep into Minnesota. Talk about a minor miracle. But you got Richard here to Minnesota, and we had a really fun time at the Palmer. I always love going to the Palmer anyways. The Palmer's a fun place. But I want to ask you two, was this your first time at the Palmer, one? And two, what was your impressions of it?
First time, yes.
Also my first time there. I had known the people in charge of the Palmer for many years. There was a few times when it looked like we were going to do events there. Mm-hmm. And for one reason or another, it just didn't happen. But we were really happy to do an event there last year. I love the atmosphere. I think the people made that event. They were very excited about the event in general and then the investigation. And it was great to get to work with the people that we did. I think you and I and Lauren worked together in the basement for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In complete darkness. I think at the end of the day, it was an event that needed to happen. And I would say it's a success because of the amount of people that we had and the amount of money that we raised.
Right. Like a smaller event.
Yeah.
I got to say, I didn't mean to interrupt there, Lauren. I've done multiple events at the Palmer. At one point, I think I had done one or two a year up there at one point. I have to say, this was probably my top one or two events that I've done in almost, now we're talking, I go back to like 2008 since I've been doing events there. My top one or two that I've done there. It was okay. That... Yeah, that was that meaningful. And I tell you what made it so meaningful to me was not only just the people, not only just the cause, but you did something, and I want you guys to explain what it was we did that particular day. We went to a place, and I want you guys to follow this up to me, up for me. We went to Eagle's Nest, and we took a tour that day. And it was the meaning of what that place had specifically for me, because I didn't know much about it. But when I came out of there learning more, knowing more about what it was I was doing there that day and what I was doing there that weekend and what exactly your mission was at that point, that helped me understand that, you know what? I'm in this for more than just a penny. I'm in for a pound. And I'm having a good time while I'm there, but I'm really doing something when I'm with you guys. And that meant the world to me. So tell people a little bit about Eagle's Nest and what it was we did that day.
Want me to take this one?
Yes, I do.
we were put in touch with Eagle's Healing Nest. They do a lot of work with veterans that need help. And they provide them a home, provide them training for trades. And it was the first time we'd done an event for a facility of that type. You know, usually it's animals. Usually it's animal shelters. And we've taken plenty of tours of animal shelters during that time. And all of those are very special. Nobody gets out of those without any tears. Mm-hmm. It's hard to walk past in a cage with a dog in it looking for a home. If you got any heart at all, when you walk away, you're going to tear up. So this was a different thing for me. We had never done something like this, and getting an opportunity to go around, meet some of the folks that live there, and talk to them and understand just what was happening, you know, at this facility and the good work that they were doing for people. It was pretty incredible. So yeah, it did. It put a face, you know, with what we were doing. And I think for the folks that got to do that tour, I think, like you said, Tim, you came out of that with a purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fired up. That's the only way I could put it. Fired up. Because up at Eagle's Healing Nest, they use animals in such a way to help heal these wounded vets. And wounded not only physically, but mentally as well. Mentally, spiritually. There's horses out there. There's chickens. There's much more than just dogs and cats. There are animals of all types of support and support animals. But there are animals out there to help these veterans get their bearings, get back on their feet. Like you mentioned, Tim, learn a trade or learn how to readjust to society. Veterans that might have lost their way in a way, but need to find their North Star. That's the best way of putting it. Need to find their North Star and come back to society. And the beautiful thing about Eagle's Healing Nest is they have as much time as they need there in order to get there to find their North Star and then get back to society. And if they need to come back, they can come back. That's the beautiful thing about it. There's support groups there. If they need to come in and get a group, they can come in and get a group, which I thought was absolutely wonderful. And you know, I had never known that they were there. That's the thing. I've lived in Minnesota most of my life. I've never known they're there. So my eyes were wide open to the fact that they were there, that they had such a wonderful organization there. And yeah, I was like, wow. I thought that was so wonderful to have that organization out there and to be out there and doing work for them that weekend. So I thought that was amazing. So kudos to both of you for doing that. So on top of that, there's the investigation. Of course, you mentioned we had some time down in the basement, pitch black. I noticed that in the snowman room, I had particularly pissed off something you couldn't see down there, and it was not a live person. Something was screaming on someone's recorder at me, which tends to happen once a trip. I don't know why, but there's a spirit somewhere that doesn't like me. So that had happened on someone's recorder. but an interesting trip, nonetheless. And it was a good trip at that. Everybody I know had fun. There are plenty of laughs at the bar, and I always love the after hours pizza at the Palmer. You got to love that. And they make a killer blueberry fritter French toast. So I know here I'm doing a food review, but
You know. How did I miss out on the French toast?
Yeah, we didn't get breakfast.
No. You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay. Blueberry fritter.
Maybe next time we'll get an invite. I don't know.
Okay, first of all, were you not getting up in the morning? Is that the thing? Or what time were you getting up?
Yeah, I don't know what time we got up.
You remember so much. I can't remember all that.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. We're setting an alarm for both of you. And and you got to get down to the cafe by a certain time. I'm not going to mention what time because I don't want to call you both out on air. But you have to get down to the cafe by a certain time in order to get the blueberry fritter French toast. The only problem is you have to combine it if you want eggs and toast or something like that because it's kind of a la carte. But
okay.
But it's killer. And I'm telling you, Tim, I'm just saying between you and I, extra insulin. That's all I'm saying. There's a little, yeah. Because it raises the sugar quite a bit, but it's well worth it. Yeah. It was a wonderful time. It was a great trip. And so there's wonderful. So from the Palmer, where did you guys go in 2024 from there?
Hinsdale.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
We ended up at the Hinsdale House in July
in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, we made a vacation out of that. It was 5 days we were gone. Shout out to Dan Klass, great friend of mine. Usually every other year gives me the Hinsdale House for a weekend and says, raise the money. And when you got friends like that, you take advantage of that opportunity and you investigate the Hinsdale House. We had one person with us Friday night, which was pretty special for that one person because it was very active. And then a full house Saturday night. So it was an active house. There was a lot of things going on. Our great friend, a medium, Christy London, was right on point. She was the star of the weekend and really communicating with us on what the spirits in the house had to say. And
not very nice sometimes.
Yeah. Really?
Friday night, Saturday night, I think both of us went back and forth with the spirits in the Hinsdale house. And made for an interesting weekend. And like you said, everybody had a great time. We raised a little bit of money for the shelter out there and got to see Niagara Falls.
Stopped at a casino on the way home.
Yeah. It was a full 4 or 5 days, but the star of that 4 or 5 days was definitely the Hinsdale House.
Wow. All right. Win anything at the casino?
No.
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 Nah, anybody? I'm convinced that the folks that post those tickets, like, hey, this is what I'm cashing out, that's all BS.
It is, yeah.
I've never seen anybody win that kind of money with me.
Although, I'll tell you, my late grandmother used to be able to go down to, there's a casino here in Minnesota. She used to be able to say, okay, I'm going to take you all to dinner based on my winnings at the casino. And I swear to you, we used to be able to walk into a casino. She'd win enough to buy us all buffet dinner, and we'd walk in, have dinner, and walk out. I don't know how she did it.
You have to
she
put could that energy out there.
Yeah, that's what it is. Exactly, Lauren. It's the putting it out there. I'm going to do it. We'll go in. And she'd do it every single time. I don't know why, but she did it.
We'll try it.
I think that's what you have to do. Set the intention, go in, do it, and get out. I had another friend, and I'll make this quick. I have another friend that's part of a indigenous tribe up in North Dakota. Told me he was going to teach me how to play blackjack. He said, bring $25 with you. It was 25 or 35. I'm trying to remember which one. All I know is I lost a lot. But he said, bring $25 or $35 with you. I'll show you how to roll it into 300. But you have to walk away after you've won 300. Because that's the magic ceiling, right? And sure enough, I would watch my friend walk in with $25 or $35, put it down. He'd roll it into 300 and say, all right, it's time for us to leave. And he'd do it within a matter of 20 minutes. And I mean, wouldn't waste time. Just in there, boom, boom, boom. And he showed me the system. Now, mind you guys, I would sit down, put my little money down, and it'd be gone within 2 minutes. I'd lose it. And he'd say, how did you do that? You have another $25 or $35. And I'd say, yeah, but I don't want to lose another $25 or $35. And he'd say, it's all in here. I just showed you the system. You can do this. Win the 300 and let's get out of here. So I do it one more time. I put the 25 or 35 bucks up, I'd be down 50. I couldn't do it, but he could. He could roll it into 300 and walk out. So there's a way. It's just, I think it is. It's right here. It's in the brain. So it's all intention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those lessons, right? So after Hinsdale, was there another event here to 2024?
Go ahead.
Michigan Paracon.
Yeah, we ended up vending at Michigan Paracon.
Oh, yeah, Michigan Paracon this year.
The final one. Mm-hmm. I know we said hello, but you mostly ignored us that weekend.
No. I didn't ignore anybody. It just got so, you know what? It got so busy and things went so quickly. I was amazed how fast the weekend went. I was, you know, and I think it was because final one, those two famous last words, final one. Had they said, oh, you know what? We're thinking maybe next year we might do it again. If it was one of those Rolling Stones final tours where, you know, it's the final tour, but it's not, or Kiss's final tour where it's the final tour, but it's not. I think, you know, it would have, I think the weekend would have felt like a proper weekend. But knowing that this is it, I think it just flew right by. And I'm one of those guys who sits at my table all weekend anyways. I don't tend to move. Is that bad?
That's what we did too. No, we did that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't avoid you. I was being a good boy and sitting at my table. So that's what I was doing. So I have to ask you this about Michigan Paracon. And your impression of the event in 2024, what's one or two things you took away from it that impressed you? I'll ask you that. One or two things that impressed you.
I'll let you answer and then I'll do a broader scope of Michigan Paracon.
Well, I don't know that we really ventured out from our table, to be honest.
Yeah. Most of the times that we spent with people was after hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was very nice to just catch up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The vending area seemed to be hit and miss. Mm-hmm. We'd get a big crowd of people and then we'd be staring at each other for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
But Michigan Paracon as a whole, I remember being very excited in 2020 when they asked me if I would speak there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, COVID took care of that for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They brought me back in 2021. And I got a chance to speak at Michigan Paracon, and it's top five memories in my life, yeah, if I'm being honest. Because the end of my presentation was a photo of Murray at the last event that he ever appeared at, and he was getting a standing ovation.
Oh.
And I put that up there, and all I said was, and now, buddy, we've made it. We're at Michigan Paracon.
Ah.
I didn't expect it, but everybody in there got up and stood up and gave me a standing ovation.
Ah, that's really cool.
And I remember I broke down, so I immediately like panicked and ran off the stage because I didn't want to be this blubbering mess.
Yeah.
My good friend Deb DeRusse grabbed me when I came through the door, and she said, "Did you see that? Like, everybody stood for you and Murray." And I said, "Yeah, I stood it. I saw it. That's why I had to leave." But top five memory in my life. And that made it very special to me. And then, of course, you know, in 2023, you know, that's where I met Lauren. So
there you go.
Michigan Paracon will always have a special place, even if they're not doing it. Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan will always have a special place for me for those two reasons. So, It was bittersweet leaving.
Yeah.
And knowing you're probably not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? You never say never. At some point, maybe it comes back. But even if it doesn't, I got those two memories, you know, to last a lifetime.
I'm going to make the prediction right now. It's never over until they say it's over. I don't think it's over. I think it's just going to take a couple of years. I think they need the break. And I think it's... You know, you guys know this from running events. I know it from running events. There's a grind to it. There's a grind mm-hmm. to it. It does wear on you a little bit. I think no matter how automatic you can make it, because there comes a point where you can set up a system, make it automatic. You can kind of put it on autopilot for a bit. It still wears. It still wears. There's still a grind. And I think with Michigan Paracon, let's face it, it has been the biggest convention of that type that we've ever seen in this field. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to maintain that and keep it at the top of its game. And it left at the top of its game. And so, you know, to try and top that every year, every single year, it's hard to do. So I think it's good sometimes to go out on top and leave people with good memories. And, you know, if you're going to bring it back, you know, bring it back as strong as it's ever been. So take a couple of years to reload and decide if you want to do it again. So I think it's good timing all the way around. So, yeah, a lot of good memories on my part, too. A lot of good memories. So, yeah.
None of them included talking to us, but.
No. Okay. Oh, look at you. Wow. No, I have better memories of you two than that. So I'll put it that way. More special memories than that. So, no, just a lot of debauchery at Michigan Paracon. So you don't want to be involved in debaucherous memories, do you?
No.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to say, and I'll probably catch some flack for saying this, so I immediately know that before I say it. Running an event of that scale, I would not be able to deal with all of the personalities.
There's a lot of them.
Because let's face it, you have the biggest names in the paranormal. Some of them come with egos.
You know what, though? You know what?
I think that might be one of the reasons why I would step back from an event that size, just, you know, dealing with talent.
Honestly, Tim, this program has run events like that with huge personalities. They're not the problem. I'll tell you that. And I'll just leave it at that. They're not your biggest problem.
Tim saved me.
No, honestly, I'm being honest with you. They're not your biggest problem. They're not. They're just not. As I'm sure you're about to find out running your events.
Yeah. For us, it's typically the vendor that we've never seen before, and they come in and they make a bunch of demands. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen last year. And those people aren't back this year. That's one of the reasons I was so eager to walk away. it gets difficult. Especially with an event like Podagrass for Pooches or Podagrass Parafest, whatever. I mean, we're on six now. I don't like it when people come in and try to make Murray's event about them.
Yeah.
That's where I get a little bit of attitude. Okay, I get a lot of bit of attitude. I just want everything to go smoothly and people to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
But then you get one or two people that are, I'll leave it at that.
Right.
Let's leave it at that, Tim.
We'll leave it at that. And you know what? That's a good place to take a break. So
it is.
We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the future and what's moving into the future here for 2025 for Podagrass and the events that we have coming up in 2025 for Podagrass. And we'll talk about where you guys want to move for the future and what is the aims and goals for the future and maybe some of the things you're looking forward to in the future. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. Tim and Lauren Miley are my guests. Podagrass for Pooches is the cause. And Podagrass Parafest is what we're talking about. The next one is March 8th, 2025 at Houghton Lake at the Lakeside Resort there. And if you go to podagrassforpooches.com, we have a link in the description of this program. You can get your tickets right now for that. As a matter of fact, not only are Tim and Lauren out there, but Dustin Perry's out there, Shane Pittman, among others, John Tenney. Boy, you guys have stacked up the roster for this. Tim Ellis, Scotty Rorick, among others, Dale Quigley, many, many others in this list. For a complete listing, go to podagrassforpooches.com. Again, the link is in the description of this program, but we'll talk about what else is coming up next for Podagrass for Pooches and Podagrass Parafest. Right after this, on the best in paranormal podcasting, this is Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. My guests are Tim and Lauren Miley. They are from Potographs for Pooches, and we're talking about Potographs Parafest and other events coming up in 2025. We're looking forward to the future here for Potographs. So, gang, we had a successful 2024. We're moving forward to 2025. By the way, how did you guys ring in the new year?
Very quietly.
Yeah, a friend's house. Played board games.
Okay. Yeah, it was quieter too. And just do you ever play the game where you try to see how many time zones you can stay awake through? Have you gotten that old yet? Have you gotten old like me?
No.
Okay.
No, I've not.
Yeah, that's coming.
That's coming.
That's coming. Yeah. Yeah. See how many time zones you can stay awake through, and you know, you fight through the Geritol, and then you're off and sleeping. Just saying, it's kind of boring. Yeah. Anyways, I digress. Okay, so March. Let's talk about March in particular. You're back at Houghton Lake, Michigan. Tell me a little bit about Potographs Parafest and this particular location, because this isn't the first time by any means that you've run it. But what is it about this particular location that you like? What is it that you keep coming back to?
This particular location's pretty much in central lower Michigan. We ran that event in Houghton Lake for, I want to say, 2 years. And then we went 2 years in Ann Arbor. And since this is the sixth one, I don't think my math is mathing. But I think three events at Houghton Lake, two events in Ann Arbor. The Houghton Lake event, it was basically just time for a change. We wanted to see if the event would grow. So we brought it out to Ann Arbor, which is near Detroit. It's also home of the Michigan Wolverines, which is my team. So a little selfishness on my part. We had two events out there. I just had a lot of issues with the hotel. And that kept being the complaint from the people that attended. And eventually we got to listen to the people that attend or they mm-hmm. won't attend anymore. Mm-hmm. So we moved from that hotel back to Houghton Lake, Michigan, Lakeside Resort. We're looking forward to being back. It being in March in Michigan, we're always praying for good weather. This is the sixth one. It's actually the seventh event we've done of this size, but the first one we didn't call Potographs Parafest. So
sure.
We're on number six now. You mentioned Dustin Perry. You mentioned Shane Pittman. You mentioned John Tenney. Todd Arnold, you know, on that list. He's been at so many Potographs for Pooches events. But Dustin Perry's really been the mainstay at mm-hmm. these events, and to have him back there again this year is pretty special. He's become a very, very good friend. It's different than any other paranormal event in the fact that, yes, there are vendors, there are speakers, but during that weekend, there's one purpose. You know, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about the Palmer House. Well, you multiply that by, you know, 10, and you have 10 times the people there, and you've got all those people that are working for one goal. And everybody's coming up to you all weekend asking, what are we at? You know, mm-hmm. what do we got to get to this number? And it's exciting stuff. You know, occasionally the shelter will bring in, you know, animals as, you know, kind of a ambassador of the shelter. A few years ago, I took one of those animals home, named Aww. Her Molly, had her for 3 years before she passed. So Houghton Lake's got a special place in my heart for that reason. That's where I got Molly. I'm looking forward to being back. I haven't been back since. So, if you go to PotographsForPooches.com, click the events tab. Right now, it's the only event up there, and that won't be long. There'll be some other events up there soon. But if you go there, that's the only event right now currently on the website. Get your tickets. Help support Roscommon County Animal Shelter and help us raise money in Murray's memory.
So let me ask you this question, and I'm curious because this is what made me want to participate. A couple of different things. One, I'm passionate about dogs and have had dogs most of my life. So I wanted to get involved for that reason. I love the fact that you combine the paranormal aspect with dogs. Mm-hmm. But I noticed too that there are a lot of, first of all, there's a lot of dog owners in the paranormal, just a lot of them, a lot of dog lovers in the paranormal. But what is it about the different paranormal, I hate to use the word celebs. I hate the word paranormal celebs, but I'm going to throw it out there anyways. What is it about the different paranormal attractions, we'll put it that way, that come to the event that when you ask them, say, yes, I want to do it, or come forward and say, hey, can I participate in it? Can I get involved in this? Do you find there's a higher level of passion there? And are they eager to want to participate? And what's that eagerness? What's the energy you find there?
I think it speaks, first of all, to the word of mouth of the people that do go to the event. And they talk about, you know, the good time that they had and the purpose of the event. It also leads to, it leads back to Dustin Perry. Dustin has done so much recruiting for us for that event. Richard Estep, Heather Taddy, even John Zaffis. You know, Dustin had a hand in that, you know, getting into John's ear and saying, I think you should do this event. You know, so much so that when I called John, he answered the phone. He said, hey, buddy. And I believe the way I asked him that year, I said, because John's known as the godfather of the paranormal. Mm-hmm. And I said, John, we've done a lot of things with Pottergrass, but Murray's never had a godfather.
Aww.
And he immediately said yes. So, I'm very fortunate. We're very fortunate. We've gotten to know some great people in this field. Mm-hmm. And if you leave this interview with one thing, if you look on social media, you'll see a lot of people complaining about all the drama in the paranormal field. If you surround yourself with the right people, you don't see that drama.
That's true.
You just don't. And we've been fortunate enough to do that. You know, just another name drop. I'll name drop Dustin again. One of the first people that called me after Murray passed away was Dustin. Because he knew how much he meant to me. And he just wanted to make sure that I was okay.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. But the fact that he called and wanted to know. A couple of years ago, we had a blizzard come through Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. Dumped 16 inches of snow on us on a Friday night beforehand.
Oh.
Dustin's plane got rerouted to Milwaukee, which is a good 5-hour drive to Ann Arbor in good conditions. And Dustin rented a car and drove through a blizzard to get to the event.
Oh, wow.
That's how much it meant to him. So if I mention his name a lot, there's a reason for it.
Hey, it's well warranted. Yeah.
He's earned it.
Yeah.
He's been a true friend through all of this. Another name is Tim Woolworth. You know, he's going through some health issues right now, and we send out our best wishes to him.
Yeah.
You know, he's always been a big part of things. He can't travel as much anymore, but that doesn't mean we love him any less. When we're in that area, we stop by, we say hello, we get beat up by his dog a little bit. it really is about the people you surround yourself with. And we've been very, very fortunate. I don't want to say lucky, because I don't think there's any luck involved here. I think this is all been put in motion, you know, by things higher than us, but been very fortunate to be around some terrific people that understood what this meant.
Yeah.
And embraced it.
Yeah.
And didn't let it fail.
Yeah. It's important to have people that are passionate about something. And okay, I'm going to say it without you having to say it. The first thing they don't do is put their hand out and ask how much. How much does the gig pay? If they come forward to you and say, I want to help, let me know how I can help, you know you got a good person. That's
yeah. In fact, the people that have, I just don't answer. So that's where we're at on that. But yeah, I mean, 98, 99% of the paranormal community understands.
Yeah.
And they work with us and they do the best that they can to make sure that, yes, they get paid for their time, because I will sell tickets off of certain celebrities. Mm-hmm. And they deserve to be,
compensated.
Compensated, yeah. For their time, for what they've done for the event. I have no issue with that. But it's the folks that come in and want to make it all about them and give you this ridiculous price tag. Another name that comes to mind, Barry Fitzgerald. from Ghost Hunters International fame. I won't tell you how much he agreed to come in for, but I love Barry. And we had a really good time with him too. We got to know him. Mm-hmm. We got the invite that, hey, if we're ever in Ireland, you know, let me know, stop over, I'll take you around to some spots.
We will have to make that happen.
Yeah, I've known Barry for quite a while. Yeah. Back when I used to do my own radio show.
Yeah.
Barry would get up at 3 a.m. and do a live show with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Barry and I have talked for years, and I finally was able to make it happen and have him at an event. And I'll be honest with you, that was completely selfish because I just wanted to meet Barry.
Yeah.
But the rest of the people at the event love Barry.
Yeah.
You know, so it made it so worth it. And, you know, it's just, there's so many stories that I could tell you about these events where somebody has stood out and somebody's been the MVP and somebody has really, sacrificed to make it happen. And it's just beautiful, you know, and I thank him all the time. And the time that Dustin drove him through the blizzard, he posted on social media, every one of his social medias, that he was a warrior for Murray.
Aww.
And who'd have thought a little dog from Wisconsin would have such an impact on not only shelters, but people.
Yeah.
You know, he's touched a lot of two-legged people.
Yeah.
You know, and made a difference. And not a lot of people can say that, let alone a dog.
That's true. It takes a lot for a two-legged person to have that kind of impact, much less a four-legged one. So, yeah. Yeah. That's really cool. That's so cool. Well, I know you got this two-legged person going. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I've been excited about the cause now for well over a year and a half now. So, yeah. I'm excited about what you two do. So
I want to add that I think because everyone has that one cause and that one passion, it doesn't feel like every other paranormal event. You don't just feel like a number. It's kind of like a big family reunion.
Very
you can
true.
Talk to whoever you want to. If you want to approach the celebrities, go ahead. They're your friend. Mm-hmm. And they'll let you talk their ear off if you want.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important too. Yeah. And you know, it's again, and this, Lauren, is why I hate the word paranormal celebrity. I hate it with a passion because I mean, that's, I
know, but some people are specifically coming because they want to meet that celebrity.
The reason I hate the word is because let's face it, you get to, you get a few years off of doing a regular job is essentially what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
and sometimes that paranormal celebrity that people want to come to meet is Tim Dennis.
Yeah.
I hate being called paranormal celebrity.
I'm going to put you on a poster and then it's going to say paranormal celebrity.
No, don't do that. It was bad enough being called paranormal expert on Paranormal Night Shift. That made my skin crawl. But
I got called that for an event in Florida probably 11 years ago.
Oh yeah.
And I was only 5 years into this. Mm-hmm. And I did the thing that you're not supposed to. Like I went on social media and I reposted it and I was like, I am not an expert. Like I just went against the event. I'm like, these people don't know what they're talking about. I'm not an expert.
You an elephant man on the bit? I am not an expert. Yeah.
I'm the same. You know, nobody calls me a celebrity like they call you a celebrity, but if they did, it would annoy me too.
There's nobody calling me a celebrity. I can guarantee you that.
It just happened like 90 seconds ago.
Well, it's because it was you, but there's nobody else calling me a celebrity. I can guarantee you that. I'll guarantee you that. Anyways, let's switch topics to what happens after Houghton. Now you have March 8th, 2025. Again, to get tickets for March 8th for Houghton, and not that I'm trying to jump the gun here or anything, but this is the most important event that's going on. And it is a star-studded event. Notice I said star-studded celebrity, wink, wink. And get those tickets at podcastforpooches.com. We have a link in the description of this program. Now, I want to give people a little taste of what's happening here in the future. for Potographs, besides Potographs Parafest in March. You do have some dates lined up. Now, in June, you got kind of a big one here in June. June 20th and the 21st. Do you want to tell people about it?
Well, I thought you were going to.
Yeah.
I thought
you were surprising me with this news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want me to announce it?
Look at that. We've loosened up a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you'd like me to tell people. June 20th through the 21st, you'll be at Ashmore State.
We will be. We're very excited about it. I will say one thing. I have never been.
Really?
One thing I want to say is that Robin Terry, even though he has now sold the Ashmore Estates, has been such a supporter of Potographs for Pooches and a great friend. And every time that we've been there, he's given us Ashmore Estates completely free.
Wow.
So Robin Terry has been a fantastic friend. And I kind of feel bad for the one time I called him my grandpa at a restaurant.
Oh, jeez.
And the waiter laughed at him. But no, Robin's a fantastic guy. He's been such a supporter of not only me, but also Lost Limbs Foundation when Mike Couch was running that.
Yep.
So yeah, Robin letting us use it one more time. I don't know what it looks like in the future after that with the new owner. But, you know, for this event, very excited to even have Robin as a speaker. He'll be there to speak. So nice. I'll turn it over to Lauren if she's got some more thoughts.
Well, I was just going to say I've never been.
I'm
excited for that.
There you go. That'll be exciting. Believe it or not, I've never been here. I've never been to Ashmore.
Well, we'll see you there.
Yeah. Well, last year when I was doing your show, you said you wanted to be a part of Potographs, and then you pretty much just said it again. So if you come down, you can be the MC.
Seriously?
Yeah. Let me know.
Okay. I will definitely let you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. No, I've always wanted. I've never been.
Yeah, you're a part of the family now, so.
Well, by gosh, all right. Well, see, you shocked me today. Look at that. Besides trying to call me one of those.
Plus, it'll help us sell tickets because we got another paranormal celebrity there.
Well, there you go. I mean, there's that, too. Yeah. So.
Oh, he's leaning into it now.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I'm choking up here. You see, I got my twins hoodie on. I'm choking up. And I'm leaning into it. all right. I suppose there's that. I am not a celebrity. See, I'm backlashing now. Okay, so Ashmore Estates, June 20th to the 21st. Let me see if I can get myself booked for the rest of the year. Here we go. Just kidding. Now, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. Now, you do have an event in July. Now, I'm going to look at Lauren. I do? How come you didn't tell me about this? You know you have an event in July, Lauren. Come on now. You're the one who told me.
That's Gettysburg, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're going to Gettysburg.
Yes, you're going to Gettysburg. This is like when you tell the Super Bowl winning quarterback where they're going. You're going to Gettysburg.
We are.
Yes.
It's the first time for me to Gettysburg, so I'm excited about that. Really? I'm going to let Lauren talk a little bit about the event itself because she's the one that made it happen, so I think she should be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, you're better at this.
No, but you're better.
Pamela Berry runs the event, and she raises money for the Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors, correct? Yeah. So we are actually happily switching gears to also help raise money for that foundation. So yeah, we're excited to spread our wings to the East Coast and spread Murray's message that way.
Excellent. So with this event, are they only in one specific part of Gettysburg, or are they spreading the event out amongst different locations? Do you know?
A hotel.
Yeah. The event itself is at a hotel.
At a conference center. Okay. So I think like the event and vendors are stationed there. As far as I know, that's it. But I do know that she has more announcements to make.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if there are investigations around the city. That I don't know. I don't know if we're doing that. But just excited, first and foremost, for me to get to Gettysburg for the first time. And secondly, like Lauren was saying, you know, getting to speak to a new audience, getting to tell Murray's story to a new group of people, folks that may have heard me on the radio like 10 years ago from the East Coast that are now like, oh, Yeah, he's coming out there now. And it's Tim and Lauren. They're coming out to Gettysburg. So that kind of stuff's kind of cool to get to spread your wings a little bit, like Lauren said. Just looking forward to it and hoping that that event kind of snowballs into, you know, networking and meeting some other people that are like, hey, you know what? We'd like to work with the Potographs and see what we can do. So it's a great opportunity for us.
There you go. Making that splash, making those introductions and having people go, you know what? Maybe you should bring Potographs out this way so we can, you know. We got a location, right? Because there's a little place in upstate New York. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but they have a little asylum up there that maybe you could bring Potographs up that way.
I heard there's some rolling hills around there.
Some rolling hills that way, Tim, that maybe, you know, would be a nice spot to do a little event up that way. See?
We'll see.
Just saying. And they, you know what? They have some falls up that way you could see as well. So just saying.
Yeah.
I might have spent a event or two up that way in my days. Just saying. I've been around. Not as much as I'd like, but I've been around, you know, in my younger days, in my youth. In August, there's some familiar stomping grounds you guys will be at, I hear. That's just the rumor.
I mean, you're going to be there, so you might as well tell the people.
Oh, August 2nd, you'll be back to the Palmer House. That's right. You're coming to the Palmer House August 2nd. I'm pleased as punch and proud to announce that you guys are coming back to Minnesota to Sauk Center at a beautiful time of year in August. You can't get much better time of year than August. So I'm looking forward to having you guys back. And I know, you aren't depending on me to be the only person there, I hope.
You are the main celebrity.
That was kind of the plan.
What?
We're going to bring in the local paranormal celebrity.
Oh, okay. And, so it's just me. No. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so Lauren and I are just going to sit at the bar
and then
enjoy ourselves.
Just let me run around and do the work? Is that the deal?
Yeah. Okay. That's the idea.
Okay. Run around on one foot. That'll be fun. No, I'm kidding. Well, you know what? Maybe I happen to know a very passionate local dog lover by the name of Jessica Freeberg. I think I could probably talk into coming up that weekend as well. My co-host.
I'm not familiar with Jessica, but we can definitely talk.
She runs she has a little group called Ghost Stories Inc. Oh. And she's also my co-host here on the show. So, just saying, we might be able to get a little cabal going.
What's that?
Yeah. I see she could make the show tonight, though. That's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. But look at you. Oh, that's a bummer. Look at you, you spotlight hog. we'll talk. We'll talk in the future. We'll see. We'll talk. But the rest of the guests to be determined. That's always on the bill, right? To be determined.
Yes,
to be determined.
So that's coming up in August. So again, folks, we'll have more, not only at potographsforpooches.com, but we'll have more in the events section at darknessradioshow.com. So keep watching that section for more updates as to what's going on August 2nd for the Palmer House event. Will it be called Potographs Parrot Fest? Is that what it will be called?
No, it'll be Potographs at the Palmer again.
Oh, Potographs at the Palmer again. So it'll be Potographs at the Palmer too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Marketing.
Maybe it'll be TOO.
I like that, Tim. See? TOO. Do you let him out in public with that sharp of a brain? Not Lauren? I'm telling you.
Rarely.
Rarely. All right. And then one last one. I know we're looking forward very far into 2025, but one last one that we'll talk about here. You two will be in Central Illinois September 19th through the 20th at SilCon. Be appearing there at SilCon. Is that your first appearance at that convention, or have you been there before?
Well, it'll be Lauren's first appearance. Todd and I used to be there every year. It's Central Illinois Paranormal Conference, also anime. You're going to see a lot of cosplay. You're going to see horror, video games. There literally is something for everybody, and it's a free event.
Oh, cool.
So they do it by grants and donations. Becky Castillo is the one that runs that, and she does a great job with it and makes it fun for everybody every year. In the last couple of years, it has not worked out with my schedule, but this year, happy to say we'll be there.
Excellent.
Got it all set. So, yeah, there's there's a brand new PowerPoint or lecture this year, presentation.
Cool.
Trying to incorporate both of us, getting Lauren to talk a little bit. and just, new area, a new duo, same old message, though. Still talking about Murray, still talking about the paranormal and trying to help animals as much as we can. So very excited for the future. And 2025 looks like it's pretty full.
Okay, so I know we have plenty of dog lovers in the audience, right? So I know you have, I know what you showed me before the show, you got a couple of pooches behind you. So do we get introduced to the new doggies in the house at all before we leave today?
They are sleeping.
Are they sleeping? You can just tell us about them. You don't have to hold them up to the camera or anything or wake them up. I mean, I won't make you do that.
Well, they're both pit labs, which is what Murray was.
Okay.
When Murray passed away October 14th, 2019, it was just a few days after that I had mentioned I wanted to get a puppy.
Okay.
I just had my mind made up. The house felt empty and I needed that. And the shelter that I worked with in Wisconsin at the time reached out to me and they said, we have pit lab puppies coming up from Alabama.
Hmm.
And here are their pictures. You pick one. I went through, I picked a boy and I had my mind made up. And then I got a message from my good friend, April Roan, who's a medium. And she said, Murray's very excited that you're going to get a puppy. He thinks it's a wonderful thing, but there's some bad news because Murray can be the only boy. He pretty much did a power play on me.
Wow.
And said, Dad, I'm your only boy. But I went back through and I looked at the pictures and one of the females had Murray's exact markings from when he was a puppy.
Really?
And I picked her and I named her Ray. And name is spelled R-A-E.
Okay.
But she's a little over 5 years old now, sleeping to my left ear. I'm surprised you can't hear her snoring.
And then, no,
3 years ago, my very good friends, Tony and Jamie, had the difficult decision. They had to get rid of their dog, Daisy, because their kids had allergies. And we're talking go to the hospital allergies.
Oh, not good.
And they were talking about taking Daisy to a shelter. And that didn't make any sense to me because I'd known Daisy for 6 years.
Yeah.
So Daisy moved in and we're a big, happy family. There's a cat running around here.
Oh, he's right here.
Oh, he's right there.
He's sleeping too.
Yeah, oh, the kid. He doesn't get a whole lot of publicity because he's a cat. So
look at you, discriminatory.
Yeah. But yeah, two dogs, a cat. We even got a guinea pig up there.
Really?
Yeah.
I inherited the guinea pig in the marriage.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. What's the guinea pig's name?
Stylus.
Stylus, really?
Yeah. Yes. Well, okay, that was a name given to him because mm-hmm. we also adopted him from a shelter. So.
Okay. Now, did I tell you, Lauren, when I was up at the Palmer that I have five wild chipmunks?
No. Yes, you did.
I did. Okay.
Didn't we have a conversation about chipmunks?
I think that might have been the night I was getting overserved, so I might need to hear the story.
That might have been okay. So I've told people in the audience here on the show, but yes, I have five wild chipmunks out in the yard that actually know their names and they respond to being they're hand fed. So,
yeah, I remember this.
So they all have names. They all know their names. They all come when they're called. They all know that they eat out of a dish like a dog would. We have dishes for them. And they know when it's feeding time. They all, it's the wildest thing you've ever seen, Tim. But I don't consider them pets because the neighbor boy, I won't say what his name is because obviously we're trying to protect the neighbor kids from anybody. But the neighbor boy comes over and he says to me one day, because Indy is one of our chipmunks, named after Indiana Jones, of course, because he's that brave. He'll literally jump in your lap. But he asks me one day because Indy will come if you call him. I mean, like my great grandmother had a squirrel named Stupid when we were kids and you could hold out a Ritz cracker and you could yell, come here, Stupid. And I think it was a joke that my great grandmother made for us kids to do this, to go out in the middle of the yard on a bright summer day when the neighbors are out mowing their yard so that, you know, the entire neighborhood would stop and watch you yell, "Come here, stupid, stupid, stupid," with a cracker in your hand, because it's a funny visual. But when you hold the peanut out for Indy and say, "Come here, Indy, you want a peanut? I got peanut, Indy." He'll come running out and he'll sit and wait for you to give him the peanut. And the neighbor boy thinks this is the greatest thing. Well, he asks me this summer, "Timmy, is Indy your pet?" I said, "No, he's my buddy. He's my friend." And he said, "Indy is your friend?" I said, "Yes." I said, "He's a wild animal." I said, "I don't have a leash for Indy. And Indy is not in my home. I don't allow him to sleep in my home. He's not in my home. He has his own den that's underground. He's a wild animal. He gathers his own food." I said, "He doesn't depend on me for his food. And he doesn't depend on me for shelter. So he lives out in the wild. But he's just my buddy." And he kind of looked at me with this look like, "Dude, you are on some major drugs." Just with that look, like a little kid, like, "I don't get the relationship you have with this animal, but it's pretty cool that you can call him and he'll come get a peanut." So I'm probably going to be like my great grandmother was to me, like, "I don't understand how you communicate with these animals." But yeah, so I have 5 wild chipmunks that just basically come when they're called. It's pretty interesting.
It is.
I thought there was like a punchline coming where
no punchline. It's a real story. Oh. It's a real thing. Yeah. But I actually thought about it, and I may do it for this year's Potographs. I was going to make up a special Darkness Radio Potograph shirt with the chipmunks on it. Just as a lark.
Yeah. I'm sure they would go.
Well, you know, and donate, of course, donate to the cause if people like chipmunk shirts. I don't know. But and it may even be just as simple as a chipmunk paw on it. Or it might actually, you know, like on the front, have the chipmunks on the front and then their little paw prints on the back. They have funny little paws. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they've got these long nails.
It's like such a proud father.
Yeah, I really am. You know, for Christmas, I did get an AI-generated book about their adventures.
Oh.
We'll talk about that off air. Yeah. But yeah, very funny stuff. So, well, I'm excited about the stuff you have coming up in 2025. Again, folks, when you decide to come out to one of the Potographs Parafests or Potographs at the Palmer, which I'm looking forward to seeing all of you at Potographs at the Palmer, go to potographsforpooches.com. Get yourself a ticket. I say as soon as the March 8th event at Houghton Lake, Michigan is when people should get a ticket to go and check out the event. Again, Tim and Lauren will be there. Dustin Perry, Shane Pittman, John Tenney. I say just to follow John Tenney around for the weekend is worth the price of admission. I don't know about you two.
It really is. He's a funny man. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's hilarious. Yeah. If you get him in a natural, like, comfortable setting where he doesn't have to be on.
Yeah.
He's a very funny person.
Right. 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 Scotty Rourke will be there too. And you had mentioned Deb DeRusse as well. But is Scotty going to be offering readings that weekend?
Yep.
Okay, yep. Well, there you go.
Scotty, Christy, and Deb will all be doing a gallery together.
Oh.
On Saturday. So that'll be a treat, and then they'll also be doing readings at their table.
Oh, very good. There you go. Our good friend Tim Ellis will be out there as well. So, again, folks, it's a star-studded event on March 8th. So that's the one that we want and encourage you to go out to first. Tickets are available at potographsforpooches.com. We have a link in the description of this program. We'll see you out there March 8th, guys. So there you go. There you go. Tim and Lauren, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy evening to join us tonight here on Darkness Radio. And I guess I'm seeing you, at Ashmore? Then I'm seeing you at the Palmer. Is that the deal?
Yes.
Sounds like the deal.
You're going to get tired of me this summer, I think, is what's going to happen.
I mean, we saw you twice last year. This is the second time you ignored us.
Oh, dude, I did not ignore you in Michigan. I was chained to my table is what
you're
it
not going to ever get away from it.
No, I'm not going to
just accept it.
I know. I'm never going to get away from it.
I got to get my Tim Ellis twice a year. So we'll go for two more times this year. I mean, Tim Dennis.
I was going to say,
Tim Dennis.
And I was like,
if you want your Tim Ellis twice a year, you better bring him out to Ashmore or to the Palmer, one of the other.
There's too many Tims.
There are a lot of Tims in the paranormal.
Too many Tims.
That's true. Yeah.
Probably why you avoided me at Michigan Paracon, because you didn't want to be.
Well, I thought you were Tim Ellis. So, got you back. All right, folks. Thank you so much for being on the program tonight. And, We will see you this summer. Sounds like a fun time. And again, folks, March 8th, Houghton Lake, and get your tickets. Pottergrassforpooches.com. Thank you both for being on tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I want to thank Tim and Lauren Miley for being on the program today. Again, the website is pottergrassforpooches.com. So PAWTOGRAPHS, pottergrassforpooches.com. Check out that website again. The next event, March 8th, out at Houghton Lake. So that's the first one to address. Get your tickets for that one. Star-studded event. Check out that website for more on that March 8th event. June 20th through the 21st, they'll be at Ashmore State. I hope they were serious about that invite, because I'd love to come out to Ashmore Estates, but more on that as we get closer to the date. And definitely August 2nd, Palmer House 2, or Pottergrass for Palmer 2, I will definitely be at that one. So again, as soon as that gets put up in the event section, either of Pottergrass for Pooches, or if you see the link at darknessradioshow.com in the event section, get your tickets there. And we'll see you August 2nd at the Palmer House for that event. I'm excited for that. I had so much fun the first time. Can't wait to get back for August 2nd. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Can't wait for that one. Okay, folks, a couple of things before we leave you for the weekend. One, if you have not yet downloaded the update, or maybe you dropped the app because you thought maybe it was never going to be updated again, one or the other, the Darkness Radio Apple app, or as most people know it, or the Darkness Radio app for Apple, has been updated for the brand new iOS edition, or brand new operating system that is compatible with AI. Now, does it have any AI in it? No, Siri's not going to jump up and tell you a story about a ghost or anything like that. Nothing like that happens with it, but it's compatible with all versions of iOS now. So go get the new update. So you might have gotten a little frustrated with it if you had it before and said, well, this thing doesn't seem to be coming on. It's all right. Go update your app if you still have it on your phone. If you don't, if you got frustrated and offloaded it off your phone for one reason or another, go back to the store, go re-download it. It's brand new. It's compatible with your phone now. So we want you to be using that Darkness Radio app. It's got lots of cool stuff on it. So there you go. Second order of business. We have an executive producer of today's show. We want to say thank you to Troy Palmer. So Troy Palmer is our executive producer today. We want to say thank you to Troy. If you would like to become an executive producer of Darkness Radio, it's real simple. Email me, tim@darknessradio.com. We'll give you the specifics as of what you need to do to be an executive producer of Darkness Radio. Again, you're helping out our show here and helping us get to our goals. At the same time, you are a member of Darkness Radio. No joke. We'll put you on our IMDb page. You are a working member of this show. So there you go. More details when you email me, tim@darknessradio.com. All right. And lastly, on this strange and wonderful trip we call life and the Darkness Radio experience, check out the Darkness Radio Show store. Took me a minute to get all that out. DarknessRadioShow.com. Check out the store. There's some new merchandise in there. Make sure you check it out. Make sure you get the new stuff that's in there in the store. Check it out. That also goes a long way to help supporting the show as well. So check that out as well this weekend. All right. With that in mind, go out and be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. Go out and help somebody in need. Go out and help out a friend, a neighbor, a family member, whoever it is that may need a helping hand this weekend. Do a little something to help them feel good and help yourself feel good. Come on back here next week, Tuesday, for a brand new week of shows. Great shows at that. We'll see you right here on the best in True Crime and Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.